And at one point, I looked down and I said, hey, shut the fuck up. And she went, you shut the fuck up. And I went,
yeah, good point.
I just went, I don't know what the fuck to say to that. That's the last thing I thought this bitch was going to say. Fuck
that's
you.
So funny.
You're an asshole. And nobody came to my help.
Gentlemen, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. On today's episode, doing a little weird one. I'm here with, well, I'll introduce my guest in a second. But so on Patreon, this is what I do, is we go to patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. We end up going to mailbag type questions. Either general mailbag, arrest stories, or what was the last one? Sex, relationship advice. So I figured let's do a free Patreon for everybody. And I'm here doing it today. This is what I do sometimes on Patreon, too. With my friend Bobby Kelly, everybody.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? What's going on?
You know Robert Kelly from the You Know What Dude podcast?
That's correct.
Affectionately known online as YKWD.
Yes.
It's a lot longer to say YKWD than You Know What Dude.
You Know What Dude. Well, You Know What Dude flows better. You Know What Dude.
Yeah, yeah. Online, though, when you're seeing it, YKWD is faster.
YKWD is faster, yes. Yeah. I feel like I'm the first one to do the acronym, too.
Maybe you are.
Yes, and then people started to...
ASST never really caught on. It didn't seem right. I saw it later, and I was like, asked.
Yeah, it doesn't. YKWD flows.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. Even orally, too.
Yes, I love orally. How great is this, though? I mean, we're outside.
We're in your backyard.
In my backyard.
Hey, doodles.
This fucking dog. This dog knocks over my, I swear to God, knocks over my iced coffee. And it's like, will you not make out with my dog, please? Dude, she just licked.
You remember me.
Your dog's asshole. I mean, literally.
You can taste it, too.
Yeah.
You can really taste
literally.
It.
Literally. Look at, now but, she wants some.
But, come on. Dude.
Doodles. Dude. Look at, she's dominating. I mean, seriously, just licked your dog's asshole and balls.
All right, doodles.
I mean, just say no.
Doodles, it's a bit much.
Say no.
No.
Say no. Get down.
No, get down.
Go lie down. Go lie down.
Go lie down.
Go.
Chill
go,
out.
Go lie down. Go.
Toxic masculinity.
Good. She's a girl.
Ugh. She can still suffer from it. So usually I do these on Patreon audio, and I've just got a new recorder so I can do it like with comedians. I've done a few with comedians too, but this one will be free. But you also have a Patreon yourself.
I have a Patreon, RobertKellyLive.com.
Patreon.com/RobertKelly.
Sorry, that's my website. I'm old school website. Patreon.com/RobertKelly.
Yeah.
And yes, I have a bunch of shit up there as well.
Okay.
And we're supposed to be doing my live from the shed.
We'll do your live from the shed another time.
That's why I'm glad we didn't do it in the shed.
Yeah, because let's separate it. Let's not let's have separate. It look the same
this
thing.
This is yours from the backyard. Uh-huh. Doodles, yeah. Get out of here.
No, no. Oh. I give signals, but I really mean... Yes.
I don't... We my neighbors. Can you please not... Dude.
Okay, doodles, down.
Down. Go lie down.
Bad dog.
Doodles.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Lying all the time.
Come on, go.
You ain't nothing but a... I don't know the rest of those lyrics.
I know, you're all horned up. Go lie down. Go lie down.
Get out here. Bennett, go, that motherfucker.
Go lie down.
Okay. So I figured we would smoke a cigar.
Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? Yeah.
And then,
nope, sit down. I meant that another way.
And before we do, I brought some cigars back for you. You can have your choice of what cigar you want to smoke. I brought some cigars back to you from Ecuador. Is this recording? It is.
I've never heard of Ecuador.
Ecuador
cigars.
Ecuador. You haven't heard of the cigar industry?
I've heard of the cigar industry. Of course I have.
First of all, you haven't.
It's yes,
very
I have.
Low rated, really?
The Ecuadorian cigar industry?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that. No.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard of
Ecuador.
Nicaraguan, the Cuban.
Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of other ones, but never Ecuadorian cigars. No.
Yeah. I like how you were somehow replaced Nicaraguan with a G instead of the C. It sounded way more racist the way you said it.
I said Nicaraguan.
Said Nicaraguan.
No, I did not.
That's what it sounded like
dude,
to me.
Listen, first of all.
All right, cut this. I cut all that out. Cut out. I won't stand for him saying Nicaraguan.
Oh, my. Dude, come on.
Come on, dude. It's Nicaraguan.
Whoa.
So I brought your choice. So we're going to do this Patreon, and we're going to smoke a cigar while
I
do it.
Okay.
So here's your options for cigars.
Okay.
Two of... First of all, we got two different styles of my favorite Ecuadorian. We got the Rumanawis.
Okay. Why are you shaking? You on Adderall? What's happening?
Years of drug use.
Okay. Okay.
It's finally cut off with me. All right. So we got the tubos, the little the pointed ones at the end. What are those called?
Torpedoes.
Torpedoes or regulars. Yeah. And then we got for a lighter, so that's got a sharpness to it.
Yeah.
And for a lighter smoke, the Libertador.
A sharpness.
It's got a sharpness.
Okay.
And then the Libertador. And then or the last option. El option no primer here is what I assume is a fake Cohiba Cuban cigar.
I bought
it for $4.35.
Oh, it's fake.
It's probably fake, but the fakeness has some flavor to it. It's got tobacco leaf, tobacco in there, and then random street sweepings.
It's fake.
How do you, what? Cuban cigars are always $4.35.
No, it did not. Does it smell like shit? Does it smell like shit?
No.
Then it's fake.
Oh.
Cuban cigars smell like shit.
Damn it, I failed it.
Now you have a Hoyo there. What's that Hoyo?
That's for my brother-in-law. I got to give it to
him.
What
the fuck am I?
Yeah, Hoyo number two.
I mean, I don't make Patreon and I don't make the Hoyo cigars.
You don't want to do the Patreon. The more people hear it if it's on the regular.
No, I'm kidding.
So what do you want to smoke?
Worst thing in the world when you do a good joke like that and then someone goes, hey man, I don't want to mess with your self-esteem. No, you don't. I mean, can you?
You're right. That's the worst when comics do that to each other. Like, all right, okay, my bad. Like, no, I was joking. Like, I assumed. Yeah. It sucks when a comic assumes another comic.
Oh, well, you go, yeah. You have fun in an empty room. No, dude, I sold out one of the shows. I was kidding.
I was kidding, you asshole.
I was kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it bother you when comics put sold out on all the shows?
A bit. I will start doing it, but it does. Especially when it's completely sold out. Like, why are you even... You should stop promoting it now. They're just bragging. That's all Instagram.
But you know what, though? Somebody, Andrea Schultz actually told me, he goes...
Andrea, yeah? What did he say?
She actually said...
we should do two female characters. Andrea Schultz. We'll figure out an angle on it. And there's another one. My friend Crystal. Crystal Leah. And Crystal Leah ends up having sex with a lot older lady. We're men. And yeah, Crystal Leah is... Yeah. Is a
well, hound chaser. Andrea Schultz has no confidence,
okay.
But a lot of talent.
Andrea Schultz. What did she sell you?
Well, no, she told me... which made sense. I'm trying to get them to say, look, these sold out. You better get tickets to the ones that are available.
That makes sense.
And it made complete sense.
It also tells bookers, like, hey, get on board. I'm selling shit out.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's because I don't have a... I very rarely do
what
I put that.
What I will not tolerate ever, and I will call everybody out and ignore it.
Ignore it.
Is the selfie with the audience behind you. Hey, let me stop my show. I'm on stage. Let me get my phone out. Audience is over there. Hey, here we are in front of the audience. Everybody make a cheer. If you are about to fucking justify...
You know I can't pick that up, right?
I know you can't pick it up.
Okay.
If you are about to say that that's okay...
Yes.
I would love to hear it so I can shit on your face.
So
I
here's
rarely
the deal.
Shit on guests.
Okay,
ahead.
Here's the deal. I would say if I've done that with like... Wait, stop. Keep it there.
Okay.
All right, and do not do it quick.
Okay,
if it's going to go.
No, if it goes, there'll be some lead into it. Here are the options I'll just show you right now. If you justify what your position, it's an outward.
Okay.
And if you don't.
Okay.
Okay.
I've done it on a tour with a bunch of people, like a group of people, like at Boston Comics Come Home with like John Mayer and everything, and then there's 17,000 people behind me.
And then,
and all
question
of us,
about it. Question about it. Who brought the cell? Whose idea was it? And whose cell phone was it?
It wasn't an idea. It was my cell phone. But also, wait, stop! Don't. Max was with me. Matt, my son.
So you put your child on blast?
No, my son wanted. Listen, I'll never get that opportunity again.
That's why you pay a photographer. 17,000 people. You can't pay a photographer $50. Hey, come get a picture for me.
I can't allow him in. It's not my show. You only allowed, especially
you're
with
only
the security. Security. My family, wife, and my son. I couldn't hire a photographer. They have their own photographers. I could take one. I could do my selfie
so it was
with
just
them.
You and your son.
I could do. It was me and my son with the crowd, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
And the
let
other
me ask
people.
You a question. I don't know the answer. We're still holding out.
Okay, good.
Is your wife retarded? Does she have Down syndrome or any other retarded diseases?
I mean, she's Polish.
Okay. Does she not know how to take a picture?
My wife would not go on stage. She does not like it.
Okay, she for your, here's for your wife.
She does not. Okay, great. Okay,
now back to you.
Wait, now. I've done the, hey guys, what's up? Had a great time. Wait, let me finish. I did, hey guys, what's up? And then I spun around and had the crowd go, hey. But I did it as mocking somebody who just did it.
Right before you?
They did it on Instagram like a week before. And I did it at a very small venue with not sold out. So it was more like a, hey guys, look man, thanks for coming. And it was like 8 people. So I was mocking.
That's funny.
I was mocking.
That's funny. The mocking was 8 people. And I was like, hey, everybody go nuts.
The 1,500 people, 2,000 people.
Mocking everybody else.
And I went, hey guys, just want to thank everybody for showing up. Woo. And I spun around. There was like 8 people going, woo, yeah, like that. Yeah, yes.
That, I get that.
Yes.
Now back to the comments come home.
Yes. No. How dare
how
you?
How braggadocious. Bad. Those things don't need to be dug up. There's no need for it to be dug.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, get up. Oh, she's just trying to get cool. Yeah, she's trying to get that's cool. How they get cool. Trying to get cool. Yeah, she can do that.
Her and chickens. So we're gonna do a podcast. Oh, first, okay. What kind of cigar do you want to smoke?
I'm gonna do dealer's choice.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it, which is dangerous with you in any way.
Yeah.
Eating, drinking, smoking. It's all a fucking a potential fucking nightmare. When that you say, "Hey, you pick, Ari." That should never be said ever. In life, as one of my dearest friends, I should never say that, but I'm going to let you choose it.
Okay. I think you would like, what's this?
No.
Okay. I think you would like, I'm not going to let you have the fake Cuban. I think you'll get sick.
I do not want a fake Cuban.
I think I'll give you the room and
wow. Fake Cubans do not taste bad, though. They're just meat. They're just a regular cigar. It's not good or bad.
I think a room and wowie.
And now, a room and wowie.
Torpedo or a Rego?
I want the Rego. I don't want to fuck with the torpedo. You know what? Fuck it. Give me the torpedo. Let me rock the torpedo.
Smell it. Tell me what you think.
I got to take the thing off.
Yeah. You got to take the thing off.
I mean, the wrapper is atrocious.
It's well-known general Roman Rari.
Rari. I mean, I don't like the wrapper. I mean, it doesn't smell bad. It smells shitty the way it, you know.
I liked them. I found them in Only Quito. What?
Ooh.
It's too soft?
Ooh.
Because it was in...
What did you have in there? An 85?
I had a Boveda. I don't know.
How much?
49%. 70 grams.
Wow. These are mushy, dude. It's not a good sign.
I like the mush.
No, you shouldn't.
Okay. While we get these ready, and before we get to the smoke,
yeah,
let's take a quick word from our sponsor, and we'll come back and be ready to smoke.
Fucking sellout.
Because it's not on Patreon. If this was a regular Patreon, there'd be no sponsor.
How about just doing a podcast for the fans? I'm kidding.
Wait, try that again. I want to do something. Try it again. Tell me about the
How
fans.
About just doing a podcast for the fans? We should do a podcast one time.
The Spit Take podcast?
No, just as old school performers from like the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
You know the way they used to do stuff? Just kind of fun, quippy stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, oh. Who would you be?
I don't know those guys.
You don't know Frank Sinatra,
no.
Dean Martin,
no.
Don Rickles.
Mm-mm. Anybody else?
Jimmy Carson. Did I say Jimmy Carson? Johnny Carson.
Any Jews in that group?
They didn't.
Sammy Davis Jr.
I have
heard of him. He's
Sammy
great.
Davis Jr.
He's
yeah,
great. His later stuff.
Who's that other guy? Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis, I love.
Yeah.
Let's
like these. Shall we?
Yeah. All right. Quick word from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Take is brought to you by Infinite CBD. Infinite CBD for the finest quality CBD there is. They have lots of products, including lip balm, just that smokable kind of CBD, and this, the freezing point. Get your sex on with Infinite CBD. If you use the promo code RARI at checkout, you get 20% off your order. That's Infinite CBD. It really burns, dude. It's starting to really get in there.
I'll fake the rest.
That's right. Infinite CBD. It's right up the nose, too.
Really living in there.
Yeah, it really is. Is that even, does that go underarm or is that just for?
Not do that underarm.
Oh, I would definitely make that mistake. InfiniteCBD.com. Thank you. And now, back to the episode. All right, thank you very much, sponsor. We're back. So now you got to tell me, for this Patreon, do you want to do a sex dating advice? These are all just patrons have written in. Sex dating advice, arrest stories, or general mailbag, just topics in general. Arrest stories, interesting.
Yeah, arrest stories, because I have them. A lot of people don't have them.
Arrest stories.
Well, I've been arrested
we're
a lot.
Riff on what they say. But absolutely, if you have one that reminds you of anything.
Oh, so it's their arrest stories?
It's their stories. And we'll just chime in, riff, make fun of them.
Yeah.
And then this is what I do all the time on patreon.com/AriShaffir.
What was the third one? Keep going. You stay. I hate when you just stay still. I'll go to you. Keep going. Stop moving. Stop moving. Fucking control freak. I'll move this there. There you go. This is already. All right.
The rest of them is general mailbag. So they'll just ask a question like, what do you think of Nick Cannon, Ellen, shit like that. Oh, okay. There's also, but we don't have them right now. We also do hot button topics.
Yeah.
You already don't like it?
I feel like I'm smoking a flip-flop.
They had flip-flops in Ecuador. It might have been near a flip-flop.
All right.
What do you mean? What's it taste like?
I got to get past the tip.
Get past the tip.
You always got to get past the first couple.
Okay. I will tell you, these cigars taste better the second half. That's okay. What I noticed. Is that a possibility?
A lot of cigars at the front of it will taste, you know, fuck with your palate.
Immune system and palate.
Right now, I'm right in the middle of my tongue, I'm tasting it. Sometimes it's on the side and the back. Sometimes when I smoke a cigar, I smoked a cigar with Billy Burr the other night.
Yeah.
You know, Billy only smokes these fucking the best of the best, you know. And he gave it to me. I think it was called the Principal Aviator Series. Never heard of it. And from the front to I smoked it down with a toothpick.
Yeah.
My tongue didn't even get fucked up. It was one of the best cigars I ever smoked. Yeah.
Principal? Interesting.
Principal Aviator Series. It was so good.
Interesting. Somebody did tell me about a place they ship Cubans here, but then I went on it. It costs quite a lot.
I know somebody. Yeah. I just got a box. You know who just gave me a box of Hoyos?
Yes. Now let's move on to.
I was gonna go with it.
Who gave you a box of Hoyos? That's my favorite.
You started an improv. You know that, right? Go ahead.
Who gave you a box of Hoyos?
I
Monterey, the number two. Number of those.
The big ones. The Epicure. Special edition, like fucking Russell Peters.
Really.
One of the best guys in the business.
Yep.
Went over his house.
DJ style, you mean?
Huh?
One of the best DJs, you mean? You mean as a human?
As great. A human.
Oh, sure, I'll go with that too.
Yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
I do.
He tried to give me a $10,000 watch once, and I had to scream at him not to.
What?
And he was like, take it. I'm like, dude, I don't wear a watch. He goes, you will if you have this. I'm like, Russell, I will pawn it. I cannot be the guy to pawn a gift.
He gave me a pair of sneakers. And he gave me a fucking a box of Cubans.
That I would take.
Unbelievable. What that a friendly guy. I mean, I would have took the watch. You should have took the watch. I would have traded you the sneakers for the Cubans for the watch.
I don't want the sneakers. Oh, the Cubans and the sneakers.
I would have given you the sneakers and the Cubans.
I would have taken the Cubans. I would have taken the sneakers, throw them over a telephone pole near my house. That's so the drug dealers would come to me. Absolutely not. We're not going to be doing this.
Don't do it. Don't. Dude, she was just in a puddle.
Come on, come on. You were just in a puddle.
Ugh.
You were just in a puddle.
Go lie down.
Go lie down.
Doodles, go lie down. Go. Go lie down. Go. Good girl. Go. What?
Yeah.
So I'm rethinking this.
What?
I'm rethinking.
Okay. Oh. I can back it up. What do you want? Arrest stories? So it's some of them, it's just their arrest stories or near arrest or their friends. Still?
I'm going to give it a couple more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all I had, dude. I went with four or five regular cigars, and then it was just fill in the blanks here or there. Bought some Cubans in Quito, only place to get cigars at all. And then
Jesus Christ.
And then it was just the rest was just this, so I got used to it. I got a taste for it now.
Yeah, I don't know. You should undo that taste. I'm going to give it a couple more minutes, and I don't know.
Okay.
But I picked the arrest thing.
You're not going to smoke seven today anyway.
The sex thing is obvious. Everybody's going to pick that.
Well, sometimes dating advice too. So it's I can't really meet girls. But I should, you know.
Yeah, dating advice is easy though.
Okay.
It's fucking easy.
It is. Or general mailbag. What do you want? These are the questions you'll find every week at patreon.com/AriShaffir.
It's a fantastic idea. I want to take general mailbag.
You do? Okay.
Yes. I'm not good at decisions. I didn't have
this
a dad.
This doesn't matter. You didn't have a dad.
I didn't have a dad that you know what I mean? It's very hard for me. I want to ask you what I should pick.
There's no wrong choices here,
as a father figure.
I'm your father figure.
Okay.
General?
Why don't we let fate decide?
Okay, how will we do that?
How do we? I want either general or I want arrest stories.
Listeners, call in now at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS with a K.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Do you know about that? Do you know about them?
Cars for kids.
You know they give like 0.1% of the money to Cars for Kids.
Of course they
the
do.
The rest is just Jews being Jews. Dudes, get out of there, please.
Okay.
General?
What general, are you, general. General. Okay. Let's do general.
Okay. View mailbag. Let's
this
load it up.
This is fucking. I mean, I can we smoke my cigars?
You want to smoke your cigar? You want to waste a cigar? I smuggled those back from Ecuador.
My tongue.
You could have said no before you lit it.
No, I couldn't have because I didn't know how it was.
You're loving it. The second half, dude. It's all about the second half.
All right, I'm going to get to the second half, but I feel sick.
That'll happen a lot with these.
You shouldn't.
That's definitely one of the nice side effects.
Ecuador is not known for its cigars.
You know, they dip a lot of the weed in acid.
Really?
Yeah, I found that out the hard way. And by the hard way, I mean the great way.
So did Big J.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey now.
Let's see here.
And Bert Kreischer. Hi now. Let's go.
Okay.
Edit that. Cut that
Wait,
out.
Is this a rest? No, okay. Guest ideas. Hold on. Here we go.
How does
here
it feel to be able to wear any t-shirt and look good?
I got this one in Ecuador.
Just fucking any t-shirt, your flies down.
I know.
Is that your belt too? Did you get that from Ecuador?
I did. Otavalo.
I know. Of course you did. I can tell. You know, I went to Guatemala twice.
Really?
Yeah.
For what? The hooks?
No, to go fucking look for, jade fucking axe heads.
What?
Jade axe heads. You know, I have a whistle that's 1,000 years old. It's a jaguar whistle.
Really?
Yeah, you want me to get it?
Your jaguar whistle?
I do, I have it.
What, you got it from Guatemala?
Yeah.
1,000% I want you to get it.
All right, I'll go get it.
Okay. I'll keep you busy.
Cigar is fucking, I mean, it literally, my tongue is dead.
I'll find a good topic. Hey guys, while he's gone, I'm gonna tell you my dates real quick. Hope you don't mind. Today's episode is sponsored by me, everybody. I forgot my fucking dates. How easy would it have been just to get my fucking phone, which I was gonna do anyway, when he gets up, like, oh yeah, by time, I'm panicking. My dates, it's been so fucking long. Well, Ari's back on the road with new material. A brand new hour, everybody, of shit you didn't see last tour. Maybe one fucking buy time joke, but that's about it. AriShaffir.com for tickets. Starts in Hartford, Connecticut, June 11th and 12th. I am with Mark Norman June 6th at Royersford, but it's just two of us and like three other comics, so it'll be like 15-minute sets, but still come to that. But Hartford, Connecticut, and then July, I got Baltimore, and I got Timonium, and I got Providence, and August is for lovers. I don't have a name of a tour yet. The Ari Shaffir guzzles cum from buckets of cum that are filled with cum, and he swallows so much of it that he fucking has to get a stomach pump because the doctors have decided it's an unhealthy amount of cum guzzling and swallowing tour. 2021 comes right at you, Cleveland. You got two in Washington. I got two Florida gigs in November. I'm excited. It's gonna be great. AriShaffir.com for tickets. The Ari Shaffir. I don't have a name of a tour. The Wrong Side of History tour. And then the Photoshop would be me like Pol Pot or one of his fucking peeps, just holding a baby and just getting ready to swing it against a tree that's already been dented by fucking baby skulls. Just like the wrong side of some baby going, yeah, not knowing, like, oh, this ain't gonna be a great ride for you. 99% of this ride is gonna be awesome. But that last, the Wrong Side History Tour with Ari Shaffir. Dude, literally, if you Photoshop something for any of my dates with some fucking name of a fucking tour, whatever kind of tour you want, if it's funny, I'll fucking put it up on Instagram. Yeah, tag me, Ari Shaffir. The Wrong Side of the Gum guzzling, whatever. The Deport Avenged Sevenfold Tour 2021, and then it's just like the Avenged Sevenfold guys in that Superman, those the glass things that they put the bad guys in, one of the Supermans that they flipping through space in that glass, and it's just like whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, but all Avenged Sevenfold in there. Guys, I don't even hate Avenged Sevenfold. I hate the people who like them. Anyway, that's my dates. I think I fucking did them all. and more are being added. I'm trying to get some fucking ski shit going. Oh, Miami with Big J. And Pittsburgh. We did Pittsburgh with Big J. Me and Big J doing some dates. Pittsburgh, September 5th. Nope. September 29th. I mean, August 29th. Ari. And Miami, the two of us, September 30th, October 1st, and October 2nd. And other people, too. RishiFair.com for tickets for the fucking shut the fuck up, you dumb fucking filthy pig tour 2021. Oh, what? There's got to be some more names. Anyway, back to the episode. Right? I can't think of anything right now. The Ari Shaffir masturbating first thing in the morning tour 2021. Nah. Nah, I don't care for that. The Ari Shaffir... All right, well, pretty much you get it. Back to the episode. Okay, wait, get this, but yes, absolutely, I'm ready. This is a fucking Jaguar whistle?
Okay, wait.
This is
now,
nuts.
Now, this...
What?
What?
I recognize this... I recognize the fucking... The style of...
I don't know. Guatemala? It's Guatemala. Now, this is over... Probably over 1,000 years old, this little vase. This was found in the dirt... In Guatemala. Now look.
Outside your hotel?
No.
Oh, excavated.
Ready? Here we go. Ready? So over 1,000 years ago,
somebody made this
and went by a campfire after they killed a fucking anaconda and lopped somebody's head off so the sun would come up for their corn.
What? You're playing the same? Well, you used to play the same. What happened?
What just happened?
What just happened? You just played it a second ago.
That's it. Look at that.
Can I play it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little wet from my mouth.
Oh.
Put your mouth on it. You just made out with the dog. You won't fucking put my... What are you, afraid of me?
I want to play.
Put your lips on it. There you go. Isn't that crazy?
1,000 years ago, somebody
played
that.
1,000 years ago, somebody played that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It looks like a little Godzilla.
Isn't that nuts?
Isn't that nuts?
I have a couple things.
Wow.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Remember that Woody Allen sneezes on Coke? And it blew it everywhere. Wow, and a little vase.
How funny would that be if you got some disease from back then, from dipping that in there?
Some old disease and
just
like spread.
Just the fucking world. That's how they got wiped out. And it was in that little vial.
Wow.
And you wet it.
Oh, I just touched it. It's too late
now. And
then
you just did it. But now I got it too because that's how fast it spreads.
Wow.
And that's how the Apocalyptos got taken out.
That was a good movie.
One of the best movies
I've ever
seen.
It was right after, what's his name? Neil Diamond?
No. Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson got like outed for anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Just drunk talk. Yeah. But like he didn't want to support him because he's a Jew. And so he goes, I'm not going to, but he wanted to see the movie so bad, so he bought a ticket to Happy Feet and then snuck in to Apocalypto.
So I didn't give him the money.
Yeah, so Happy Feet
got
the money.
Wow, that's very... Yeah. Yep. It's very...
Yeah.
It's very...
You got any dates coming up?
Very not Mel Gibson. Yeah, RobertKellyLive.com. I got a bunch of dates this summer. I'm working a lot. I usually don't work that much in the summer.
Yeah.
Because I like to take it off, but because we didn't work for a year... I'm working down at Vizzoni's, down in Port Charlotte. Great gig,
what
by the way.
What state is that?
It's in Florida.
Okay.
Down the West Coast, though. I work the West Coast. I work like
the Bay.
Side splitters, which I love. Then go down to McCurdy's.
A lot of this in Tampa. A lot of cigar smoking.
It's the best.
A lot of men wearing their golf clothes out at night.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fucking dragon shirts on men. Little stylish pockets with white fucking
zero fashion sense in Tampa. It's so specific to Tampa.
Well, they have fashion sense. It is.
You're right. It's not no fashion sense. It's their fashion sense.
Yeah, it's like guys that are trying to dress younger. You know,
it's not just that though. It's like, remember the kind of belts that would be like mesh, and you could tie it anywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's big there still.
Yep.
It's like people say Big J has no sense of fashion, but that's not true. It's a very specific sense of fashion. It's just bad.
Oh,
but he has a sense. There's a very specific Big J fashion.
Yeah, it's called Hot Topics.
It's called Hot Topics.
Yeah, it's called the guy at Hot Topics or the girl at Hot Topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, a black on black on black.
Yeah.
With some type of jean, a hoodie, and mittens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes digging, dude. You should see her on the fucking in the beach.
Makes them cool. Yeah, cools off their belly. You dig belly. You dig up the ground. It's nice and cool.
We started doing this thing where you
this
take
is
a,
fucking disgusting. Great.
Oh, I really thought you were gonna. You can stop smoking.
Oh, thank God. It's fucking.
You're gonna smoke the rest later, though.
I'm not.
It ages at night.
It does not. My tongue is gross right now. I'm gonna smoke this. You know what this is?
What is that?
I don't know. I found these in my humidor.
Yeah.
There's five of them. Somebody gave these to me.
Forgot about it.
I don't know who. I don't know what
they
are.
What's the label? No label.
Feel your cigar. Feel your cigar. See that mush?
Yeah.
Now feel that. That's the way a cigar should be.
Is it? So what am I having too like moist?
You have to dry box those.
Dry box them.
Yeah. Leave them in there without a.
Without a thing for a while.
Yes. And leave them in there for like a couple weeks.
A couple weeks?
Yes.
Oh, wow. This smokes great. I did hear you.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, but it tastes like shit.
And now, what is this? This is from Guatemala, too? This is a butt plug? An ancient butt plug?
No, you know what that is? That's a bushcraft.
You made it?
That's a bushcraft hammer. Let me see that.
Oh, that'll smash it?
That's when you want to, yeah, you want to, if you're going to use a hammer,
you get a
if you want to make, and you know, you're gonna, you know,
logs
put
with
wood
it.
On wood, uh-huh. And you want to split logs with it, you don't have a hammer out there, so I made this. You get a log,
yeah.
You kind of saw right there, chip it down, and now this hammer is amazing.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do some mailbag questions. Here's a good one for you specifically, or should we work up to it?
Okay.
All right. Here's one. Would you rather have dick-sized nipples or a nipple-sized dick? I'm deleting that. It was a good one. That's from Double D.
That was a good one.
They're not usually that jokey, but...
That was a good one because it's serious.
Dick-sized nipples or
it's
a both.
It's kind of goofy and funny, and it's serious. I mean, it's,
yeah, it, you have people. To really consider. You can't just like.
I knew a girl with dick-sized nipples.
Really long ones,
dude. When she took her bra off, they unfolded. They literally unfolded and popped up. And I didn't like it at first, but I grew. It was weird. I really
to like the tits that are given
I
to you.
I want them now. Like, I love, like, when I first saw them, she had, they were so big, she had to tell me about them before she took her
to warn you.
To warn me, because she shocked, you know, other guys before.
Yeah.
And she took them out, and I was like, wow. And they
unfolded. Like, you did not downplay this, underplay it.
Oh, it was like a bouncy house. When you blow up a bouncy house, it just filled up, and they were just sticking straight at, like, that big. And then I really grew a fetish for, like, I wanted to see her all the time, and just...
The long
and
nibs.
Oh, I loved them.
I like those buttons, dude. When you get the big button on there, sometimes you're like, damn.
What do you mean a button?
Yeah, the middle thing, the very middle of the nipple, whatever that, the button.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes those are like kind of flat. Sometimes they go like, they get long.
Yes, I do.
Sometimes they're split in the middle.
I like, yeah, like there's a little, it looks like a little asshole in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. I get what you're
saying. Looks like a little baby asshole.
Just like a, not split and cut apart, just like a line.
A nipple in a woman's weird because the little pimples, too, the little...
Uh-huh.
Like what
around.
Is that hair follicles?
It's like where it should be hair. Maybe they've pulled them.
Why, I mean, why have I never... I mean, you can find out what everything is anytime, anywhere. Why have I never, like, found out what that was?
Yeah, what was that? I mean, like, women, we're listening. You did it. We're listening.
Yeah.
You know, to your dumb stories.
Yeah. I mean, hopes
so, like,
and dreams.
Now, yeah, all of shit.
I'm going to get my real estate license. No, you're not.
But you're not.
And if you do, you're really not going to make that money. Well, yeah. Yeah, I think.
But
I
now would, consider.
Yeah.
Penis size of a nipple.
I would, of course. You're going to go, I would like the nipples.
Nipple size dick. Dick size nipples.
Dick size nipples.
Yeah, you
but
don't want
wait
a small
minute.
Dick.
Your dick or my dick? Big difference.
I think general dick. If I had to get to Double
you're
D from patreon.com/Ari Shaffir was saying what?
I'm sorry, 5.5.
Is a normal
you
dick?
You don't have a regular dick.
I don't have a normal dick.
No, it's a big... Your dick is like you. It's just this...
My dick is like me because it's a chameleon. Sometimes it'll be like all buttons, sometimes way long, way better. Let me try.
Dude, it's...
No way, really? I was joking.
I'll let you have a hit. You want some? Take it. I trust you. No. You have herpes?
Just oral.
I got it. What are you doing? What are you, a fucking Indian? Dude, that's so good. Just have one of these.
It is very good. Should I just have one of those? But then what am I going to do with this? I brought so few back. We should have just fucking done one.
Cut the tip.
Okay. and smoke the rest later? Just like that?
Yeah. Go. Oh, God. Not my coffee, you fucking chowderhead.
Chowderhead? What a fucking...
What the fuck? There you go. Come on. Use your muscles. Oh, you're so weak. You're so weak. Oh, God. There you go. That's it. Put it down. Cut that.
I can't even...
You want me to cut this for you?
Yeah. What the fuck? Okay. So yeah, normal size dick. A normal what you would expect a dick to be. If she was like, let me show you a picture of dick. What's in your head? Like, what's coming? You know?
Yeah.
Don't get that with the woman, Wowie.
Stay still. Stop moving. Put it down a little bit. Pop. Stay there. Keep puffing. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. You're good.
Don't you feel good about Diet Coke?
Whew, that's good. That's good, man.
Today's episode is brought to you by cigars. Just in general, cigars. You might not know what brand they are, but they all work exactly the same. Cigars. Cigars. Now back to the episode.
Cigars.
Yeah, so you're saying dick-sized nipples.
Dick-sized nipples.
There's no wrong choices here.
Yeah, dick-sized nipples, because that, you know... I mean, let's put it this way. Now, naked, I'm a fetish anyways.
Yeah.
So if you had dick-sized nipples, I mean, you're really not adding...
I feel like naked and afraid was every time you come out of the shower. I could have said that better. All right. Do you play chess? From Dominic Lord. Personally, I don't, but I think it'd be something you do with one of your guests while doing a podcast on Fill in the Blank. On that note, try to get Joshua Whiteskin on your podcast. Check out the movie based on him partially, I think. Okay. Do you play chess?
That would be
an interesting podcast, your chess cast.
You should do that with Keith Robinson.
Why? Because he can't play.
Or Jim Norton.
He plays?
Jim Norton plays a lot. And
I wonder if I could have his thing over it. So just in the corner of the YouTube screen, sign up for YouTube, subscribe now. You just see how the gameplay that's going on and then still do the...
Yes.
You know, that'd be fun.
That is possible. But if you do it with Keith, he actually heckles you.
Really?
Yeah, he calls you a bitch, says he's going to rape your queen. He's going to fuck your
trash
queen.
Talk, he trash talking.
He'd get you on edge.
Dude, if there's more trash talking chess, more people would watch.
Trash talking chess. We used to do that at the Cellar all the time.
What?
It'd be just as soon
this
as...
This is way better.
This is significantly better. The no name. Whoever this is, wherever you are...
Reach out to Bobby. Let him know.
I mean, these cigars... There's five of them, and they're amazing. But...
Your dog loves my dog.
Your dog loves my dog.
Yeah, they immediately start going at it. It's great.
They love it.
I love when they do the stare down. They like run right and then both stop. Like, who's going to make the first move? And then they bolt. Yeah, this is way better.
Way better.
So, that's a good idea. Dominic Lord, fucking solid idea.
So I'm going to... So,
do you play?
I do play. Yeah, I love chess. I play Norton. Friends with Chess or Chess with Friends. There you go.
What does that mean?
A game on your phone.
Oh yeah, and they make a move, and whenever they get to the phone,
yeah. But shit talking chess is the best.
Interesting, Dominic Lord. Let's take little a picture
pussy,
of this.
Little pussy pawn, you little pussy pawn. I'm gonna take that pawn and smack it right in his face. Little bitch ass fucking defense. Whap takes it.
I like the blacks
who
play, and they do that with the timer.
Yeah,
it's like,
speed boom, chess. Boom. A speed chess. Yeah.
I played speed chess once with my nephew. There's like a game place in right near McDougal, right near the Cellar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
two
about?
Two of them, yeah.
Yeah, like you could go play and play board games and shit.
Well.
Yeah, there's another coffee shop too there. Yeah, you're right. There's two places.
Yeah.
But we tried speed chess and he was beating me. And then it becomes like, can I last you out? So just make any quick move.
Yeah.
Because if we go down to the buzzer, that's my only chance to win.
Well, it's weird because if you do quick moves that are unorthodox, you fuck them up sometimes.
They have to stop and think, like wasting time.
Yeah,
and
well,
they feel
you're
the
making the wrong move. They're like, what did you do? Because they're anticipating you do this. And then when you do some weird shit.
Like, oh, I was thinking 6 moves ahead. That wasn't part of my plan.
Right. Yeah.
That would be a cool fucking podcast.
That would be a great podcast.
I like doing random ones like this in a fucking yard or like anywhere. So it's like,
I love
that would go. That would for sure go. Patreon.com/AriShaffir. Okay.
Aren't they? Oh, yeah. They're not here. That's why you're saying that.
Okay. Ooh, here's a fucking... Here's the one that'll be good for you. But these are not based on you at all.
Yeah.
You talk about backpacking abroad a lot, but have you ever done trail camping, backpacking, out in the wild?
Yes, we have.
We have. We've done Bushcraft Party Boys.
Yeah, Bushcraft. Dude, we're the founders of it.
Yeah, dude. The whole Bushcraft Party Boy movement.
You know I'm doing it my show. I'm filming a pilot at the end of the summer.
Are you?
Yeah, comedy camp.
That's great.
I'm taking five comics up into the Adirondacks for 5 days. No phones, no cell service, no agents, no fucking craft services, no hotels.
Can I ask you a question right
yeah.
away?
Yeah.
If there's no cell service, what does it matter if they have their phones? Because of pictures. I take it back. Wow, interesting. I'd love to do that. That'd be fun.
We have 5 days.
And then we're just people filming it?
We're filming every second of every day. We have a thing where everything's being filmed.
All right. You mean like real life?
Huh?
You mean like regular life?
What do you mean?
I mean like there's no privacy left anymore. Everything's being filmed. But like, I get what you're saying.
It's how can you... It's like alone with comics.
Alone with comics?
Alone with comics. Instead of dropping them off by themselves, we're together. They have to do certain tasks. And whoever wins at the end of the week is the... comedy camp.
Oh, you
champion.
Have like contests.
Yeah.
Like in what was that reality yeah. show where the comics? It was yeah. it was Jay Davis and a few others going on the road.
What was it?
I remember Jay Davis.
Yeah, Jay Davis.
And then there was like a few other comics who opened for him. And then it was they all went on a tour bus, but they had contests too, right?
What was that?
What was that?
That sounds stupid.
It was like in the early aughts.
Fucking sounds stupid.
Yeah.
They did contests on a bus?
I'm not exactly sure. Yeah. I only had cable for half of the run.
That's
of
weird.
It.
We'll Google it after.
Yeah, we'll Google it.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. But yes, we've done that.
Yeah.
I mean, me, you, and Joe.
Yeah.
You know, I actually talked to you about it first.
Yeah.
I was getting interested
in
primitive camping because I was into camping.
Because car camping is fun.
Fun,
it's,
but...
There's nothing wrong with it. I compare it to two different kinds of music festivals. So I'm a drug enthusiast, and so the real festival experience to me is like doing hella drugs and watching music, whatever. There's two types of festivals. There's the 11 o'clock festival, which means like outside lands in San Francisco, it's over, everybody go home, come back tomorrow,
right?
And there's the other kind, Bonnaroo, Glastonbury, the camping festival, and it's like there is no over, go back to Tent City, party more, or we'll have more shows later night, silent disco. Two great but different experiences.
Car camping, great fun. But there's a store, and there's a shitter, and there's a shower.
Which is nice, but also takes you away from, like, I got to figure this out.
Primitive camping, going hiking, finding a spot, setting up a camp, and finding water, lighting a fire, eating, and there's if something happens, you're fine.
You're stuck.
You're stuck.
I always think of a broken leg. It's like, well, we can't get out. It's an hour plus to get out of here.
The first one we went on was 2 hours up, 2 hours down.
According to Joe, it was 1 hour up, 1 hour down, but we were with you, who had to tie his shoes a lot.
Patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. It did take me a little while, but here's the thing. I don't quit.
You didn't quit. I was so shocked that you were doing it. It was great.
I don't quit. You might. That's the whole thing about it. I keep going. I keep trugging.
Yeah, you do.
I keep going.
You really do. Yeah.
I mean, you guys had it. I mean, the amount of times you guys probably did the mountain twice because you went up and then had to come back again.
Did he come back? Where's Bobby? I think he's back there. Did he pass us? We didn't see.
But dude, on the last one, though, I was the first one up. Remember that? Veruni Kills.
Veruni Kills. That was a great spot. It was so alone once everybody left.
Yeah.
And it was just like, here's why camping or remote camping or
primitive.
Is great because no one's going to come. It takes from assuming no one's going to start hiking before the sun's up.
Yes.
You have at least an hour after the sun's up while you're still alone. So I can do what I like doing, just getting out of my tent, being naked for a while, and just being out there.
Yeah, well, that's not what I like what you do, but yes.
Yeah, but I just like, and it's like, so you're just alone, you can restart the fire, and you don't have to worry about anyone else being there. You're still in full nature for a while.
You're in full nature.
Dude, I would love, please, if I can do it, let me be a part of that. That sounds so fucking fun.
Be part of what?
That idea. Five comics going up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would love to. I mean, I don't know what my schedule's like.
Well, that's so LA of you.
I mean, I really have some stuff booked.
I really love to do it.
I have some stuff booked.
Get in touch with my agent. Let me know. Move your stuff. It's a TV show. It's not a fucking a gig. You can move
a gig. You're talking to a guy who... hates television.
Yeah, but dude, this is an experience.
That is fun. I already have. I'm doing 2 weeks in a row in Washington State in September, going camping in between.
Right. But the experience to challenge yourself with other comics.
I'll bring other comics.
You know what I'm saying? You
for
what?
That camping.
How come I didn't get invited?
You're going to open for me?
I would open for you. How much do you pay?
$75, and you get to keep all my leftover food that I don't eat.
I think you're going to say pussy. All my leftover
pussy.
You
get to smell my finger every morning. In fact, it's a requirement. But I don't want, I said smell my finger if you want to do this tour again. The best is opening for Ralphie May, not knowing I had to sell the t-shirts. And then just like, it was like, great. It's like, so here's the t-shirt. Like, oh, cool. I thought he was showing me his business sense. And he was like, so you'll be standing here when you get off. And I'm like, oh, what?
Ralphie did that a lot, though, that cocksucker. I remember I was at the improv one night hanging out. And he's like, yo, man, you should stay at my house, man. I got a big house. I got extra rooms. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, man, you come to LA, you stay with me. I mean, you got to take the dog out and make sure you pick it. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
There it is.
Fucking asshole wanted me to dog sit.
It's so great. It's so great. He was also like very generous, and I liked him. He was like super like give weed out like crazy. Really took care of like low-level comics.
Yeah.
But like he was like, he's just like not quite. He was like, oh, I'm going to pay you more than anybody's ever paid you, Ari. And I was like, sweet. He's like, yeah, 150 a fucking show, man. Everybody else pays 100. I'm like, I mean, Rogan's been paying me 250, but I appreciate the sentiment, but it is significantly lower. It's 40% lower than I make. It was still fun hanging out with him and stuff, but yeah, I got to call him.
Yeah, forget it. You know, you'll find out. It's okay.
I thought I heard something about a divorce. Maybe that was, are you saying? Whatever.
It's a divorce from the planet, but yes.
They can both be amazing experiences, but in very different ways. You can see some gorgeous and isolated places if you're willing to take a hike a long way with a bunch of shit on your back.
We've
but I think
it.
You dig it. Most of the trails I recommend are right or west of the Rockies. Hmm. Best overnight trails I've done are in Zion, the Cascades, Canyonlands, and the Eastern Sierras. Mm, damn.
Now that would be that's a different hikes.
Different hikes.
Because out here, no, we're up the elevation. We're up in, you know, pine trees and... You know, it's very full. Out there, I think that you have, you know, kind of desert-like Arizona.
Yeah.
The different hikes. Beautiful.
Yeah, but different for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You have to know different shit.
We would go, one of our favorites is when there's full moons. Not because we're like hokey-dokey or anything. But
see.
Like, you can see really well. So we go to Joshua Tree and it would just be like full shadows with that moon.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was car camping, but then we just go out from there.
Right. But that's the difference between me and you. When I car camp, I pretty much stay to the camp.
Yeah.
You try to make it something.
One big difference.
Yeah, but
what's the
big
difference?
I don't know. The big difference is you go hiking in the woods, you wind up in some dude's backyard.
No, not in Joshua Tree. Oh, in car camping. No, in Joshua Tree, you're just like, it's still just like, here are the areas and go out. No, the
car
difference is what we
just
break.
Just a family in a pool, and all of a sudden, some
so you have
tall
to go
Jew
out.
Comes out.
You have to go
with a hat. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? It's my bucket hat.
I'm a bucket hat.
So no, the difference is in ingredients. I take mushrooms and you don't take mushrooms. So at that point, you got to get out of the way from the campfire.
You know, it is. I don't want to do drugs and I don't have a desire to do drugs, but camping, doing like the things I love to do, being in the woods and going out and doing some type of drug.
Even drinking a beer on a fire.
Beer, violent.
No,
I get violent. Beer, alcohol makes me violent. Drugs never made me violent. Drugs made me fucking weird and kooky.
What do you miss the most? Which one?
Weed.
Weed.
Yeah, because weed advanced so much.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that is. I mean, it sounds like it would be great. And back then, you had to smoke so much of it to get high.
So you really like coast on it.
Yeah.
Now like, people get fucked up.
Yeah, so. That'd be cool. Smoke a joint, by the fire, fucking moon, woods, get in your tent, just sleep, you know?
Camping's great.
Yeah,
I did one time do a 8 days in Tyrol, Austria, Italy border,
mm-hmm.
On the Dolomites and stuff, and we just went from like camper hut to camper hut.
Right.
You hike about 8 hours with all your shit on your back. That's that made it tough.
Here's
all
what
your shit on your back really makes it tough.
The shit on your back makes it tough because then you start getting into ultra lightweight camping. You start going, okay, my bag could be lighter, the tent's lighter, all the stuff you take is lighter. What's really essential? I know that the guys who start weighing everything before they go out.
Interesting.
But you know what I really want to do someday that I don't have the balls to do and my wife won't let me do is go out and do a solo.
Really?
Imagine going out. Have you done solo? Go out on a trail.
No. Yeah.
Bring a bag. Primitive primitive camp somewhere out of, go for as long as you can go, find a spot and set up camp, get some wood, get a fell tree, cut it up, get your wood, and then fucking and stay the night. By
I'm so scared of animals. Bears especially, because I'm like, I know I'm not putting this up right. When you're there, it's like, oh, we got to put the thing, the food way up in the tree. I'm like, I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have just had it nearby the tent.
Yeah, you would have been fucking...
mauled.
Well, not mauled, but you would have been definitely attacked by raccoons. They would have definitely, some skunk or a raccoon would have definitely came and visited you in the night.
Yeah, but let's never forget, then you put a bunch of bacon grease in a can and put it right under your fucking...
Oh,
right under your hammock. So everyone forgets little things.
One of the scariest things camping, I mean, there was a lot of people around, but when I was hanging in that hammock and I felt an animal go underneath me.
You could just feel like this, just through the sheet, dude, just like that.
Oh, dude, I felt.
And it was a tail.
Oh, and I called you on my cell phone.
That's right, it was in the KOA.
Because you were over by the fire, and I was like, Ari, you're like, what? And I was like,
But you were talking lightly on the cell phone, so I'm like, I could almost a little hear you whispering, but also like, all right, I need your attention. It's like, what?
But then you came over, and I go, there's something just went under me. And you go, it's a skunk.
It's a skunk, Bobby.
And I'm like, where is it? It's right there. It's big.
It was big.
And then you go,
and I'm like, don't fucking move, Bobby. It's not fucking serious.
And then you go, it's eating something. And I'm like, what? And like, I don't know, it's got its face in a can, like a, and I go, oh,
a can
shit.
Like that big? Yeah.
And you go, what? I go, I forgot to throw out the bacon grease. And you were like, you fucking asshole.
You drew it in. You drew it towards us.
But it gave you courage. That gave you your anger towards me.
I did. As soon as it moved away a little bit, I ran in there. I fucking kicked it like it was tear gas in Hong Kong. Just shoved it out of the way. The thing chased it. Good reference, Ari. Back in New York.
Patreon.com/AriShaffir.
Patreon.com/AriShaffir.
Subscribe and like and comment. On YouTube.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, here's the last thing he says. Great comment, fucking Ben Holdridge. You guys, if you go to Patreon, that's right at the top. It'll have a link for all three of these you can submit your questions to. There's a ton we're doing, including many great spots that aren't really on trails per se. Satellite imagery has made scouting potential spots infinitely easier. Cheers, l'chaim, go fuck yourself. Aw.
Yeah, well, here's the thing with that. You know, we have careers in show business, and we really can't just satellite search and go out and just die. Yeah. You know, we do have...
Grizzly man.
Yeah, we can't
really...
You really
made it dangerous for everybody.
We're not there yet. You know what I mean? I can do a primitive... I can do a trail and kind of go off the trail a little, maybe bushwhack a little bit
out, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go and fucking satellite view something and find a spot that nobody's ever been. I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever be there.
I went up to somewhere upstate here, about an hour and a half up, hike going, I forget the name of it, but like you pass some campsite places, they're not like, it's like people went there and like put a bunch of rocks together, primitive, and it's like, damn, but well, I remember last year going, the signs everywhere, like not now guys, there's bears. There's just signs they put up, and this time there weren't, so it's like.
Yeah.
Still be scary, but man, you're out, you're just alone. It's fucking, yeah.
Yeah, being out alone, or even when we went with me, you, and Joe, it was, it's scary. There's a certain point, I try to tell people, you're having fun, it's all great and giggles, and then the sun goes down, and you don't hear anything.
Yeah.
You just don't hear anything, and when you do hear something, it's something. It's not, you know what I mean? It's something walking out there coming to
it's
you.
It's something. You hear like, it, and you're like...
You're like, fuck.
Because it's so quiet, you can hear a long way. Like, right now, you have to stop and think, like, oh, I hear a plane. I didn't for a second until I concentrated.
There's a bird right there.
And then there's, like, other things. But but when there's, like, silence, then that one thing is like, where's that?
You can hear the highway. Little bits. Hear the highway?
Oh, yeah, because it's over there.
Yeah, you can hear it, but you can't hear it.
You can't hear it if you're not thinking about it.
Dog.
Dude, one time in Joshua Tree, we're up on a big, big rock. Just go rock climbing on mushrooms and just, like, have fun. You could hear the wind coming. And you're like, oh, that's a wind kicking up. And then you waited about 7-8 seconds, and then it hit you.
That's fucking crazy.
It was so fun.
That's crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing, you know, the guy from Firebox.
Oh, of course. Jimmy Jump Jumps?
Jimmy Jump Jumps. there's a guy who invented the, remember that Firebox had a little flat thing, it pops out, makes a stove?
Oh, yeah.
The guy who invented that invited me out to Arizona to go with him. Now, he goes up with two dogs and two goats. And they pack all his stuff in.
What are the goats for? Sacrifice?
No, to pack the stuff in. You put stuff on them. So they'll bring stuff in with you. Go to like Pets. They act very similar to dogs. And he goes up and finds like a fucking lake in the middle of nowhere. And then he fishes.
Really?
Dude, you ever see a tiger trout?
No.
Oh, looks like tiger skin. It's this big trout.
Really?
He'll catch these big tiger trout, fillet them, puts them on like hash browns.
Damn.
It's fucking, he invited me out. I would like to go out. I'd like to do that with him.
Damn. Yeah. Dude, I thought of you in Ecuador, in Cajas National Park or whatever. In the Andes, and there's all these like, what's it called, trucha desportiva or whatever. It's like just sport fishing for trout.
Yeah.
And I guess they just have lakes that they just like have them there, and you just go in with like a primitive fucking. It's just like a stick with a string on it, and so it's not like whatever, but it's like you gotta fucking yank them.
Yeah.
And it's just you catch a fish, go eat them.
Yeah, Japanese fly rod is like that. It's
really?
A telescoping. It's like this big. You pop it out to 9 feet, and it has the a little tippet on the end, and you tie the string. You tie your leader on the end of that.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
And then the hook, the fly on that.
It's like Dennis the Menace, like old school.
And it, but the rod is amazing. It's great. Wow. Remember, I used it when we caught the fish.
Yeah.
Good question. Good question.
Good question. I already deleted, so I can't remember your name anymore. But hopefully, I just said
it. Ryan Donovan.
Ryan, something like that.
Ryan Donovan, thank you for that question.
Yeah. Did anyone ever buy your 2020 vote? Dr. Cornelius Fresh. I sold my vote last year.
What do you mean?
I said I'm not interested in politics. I'm not interested in participating in this fucking dumb two-party
system. Where are you registered?
I registered here, Peace and Freedom Party, against my will. I didn't register for a while because like I thought they wouldn't get me for jury duty, but they get like DMV records now, so they got me. And I'm like, I have no interest in voting. So what I used to do, I had this gay friend, and SAG Awards would always come
all?
Out. Yeah. And I was like, dude, you love the pageantry of screen actors and whatever. I'm like, do you want to vote on the Screen Actors Guild Awards? And he was like, oh my God, absolutely. He was loving it. So every year I sent him my ballot. But who cares? Just the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Why not do that for the real democracy? So I just said, make me an offer.
How much?
I got some money offers.
What?
Sexual offers.
Sexual from guys?
Some, yeah.
Who would you take, sex or money?
I took third. It was a plate of macaroni and cheese, homemade macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
And I was like, you got my vote.
Wow.
Do with it whatever
like
you want.
Sex and money.
Yeah.
Was it good mac and cheese?
It was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
And I can guess by the food, mac and cheese, that it was a Republican vote.
Oh, maybe. I didn't even consider that. You're right. Good point. Good point. Yeah, it might have been. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
That is there. Yeah, that's the...
it would have been some type of beet almond salad with goat cheese if it was a...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude, I just saw How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Remember that movie?
With Heath... No,
Matthew McConaughey.
And
then, like, I think the girl from... I forget the chick. She's a well-known actress.
It's Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't like her, by the way. Did a movie with her. She was kind of mean.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. Well, maybe she should lose her fucking daytime talk show for being mean.
Does she have a daytime talk show?
No, but that's what happens. You lose your daytime talk show if you're mean.
That's true. That should happen. Can you believe that's where we're at? You can't be mean anymore?
Dude, it's so funny because I know CEOs that have been like canceled. And they're like, oh yeah, sorry I didn't have time to talk to you when I'm running my fucking $1 million company. When I come in and some intern's like, hi, you're like, hey, I can't, not right now. And they're like, whoa, hi, I'm a fucking $13 an hour employee. You need to show me more respect. It's like these people, you gave the fucking, the plebes control and see what happens.
It's fucking nuts.
It's nuts. You like, they're supposed to be cunts. They're CEOs.
You need tyrants to force regular people to be on their means.
Exactly.
To put, like, Steve Jobs needed to be a cunt to get the iPhone. If he didn't,
He's like, hey, whatever, you guys design what you want.
Steve Jobs went to a party and a guy said, a guy from Microsoft, we're making the tablet. We're going to be the best tablet ever. He got so mad and so competitive because he's such a psychopath.
He went
back and said, we're making a fucking tablet. Fuck them. We're doing. Got everybody riled up, forced them to make this tablet. And then midway through, he looked around and everybody was on their phones. And he went, fuck the tablet. We're making a phone. Wow. He goes, make that this big.
Wow.
And he fucking was a tyrant.
He's a jerk.
Doesn't know how to write code. Doesn't know shit. Knows how to push people. Knows how to fucking design what's next. And he made the iPhone. Yeah. Then he made the iPad. Then he made, I mean, look at all the shit he made. Now you put,
you can't be day to day.
Put look, Mr. Nice Guy in.
Is not there fucking shooting juice. He's like, let me set it up.
Yes.
So there's camps all over. You run it. Put people in charge.
I mean,
you're wasting his time.
I mean, yes, but no. But yes, but no. Yeah, look, the cook is involved. Nice guy. Happy nice guy. Mm-hmm. Look, what have we got? The same phone for the last fucking... Do it. Fuck him. Gone. Boom. I'm with you.
Here's a great one.
And fucking Apple doesn't have a folding phone.
Why don't you have a folding phone?
Why? Every
dude, as soon as your Maps went to shit, it's like, oh, you're fucked. Steve Jobs died. It all went to hell.
The Maps try to murder you. They bring
just
you into
this cliff real quick.
They bring you into woods, into like water.
If you want to find those cannibal people that live in the Appalachians,
yeah,
just go search Manhattan to Westchester, and it'll find you straight to those Canadian fucking...
Put your mom's address in. And
see what happens. You fucking bitches. Stupid cunts.
Asshole fucking assholes. Apple. No folding phone.
Here's a good one, which I hate.
What?
But as soon as I saw it, I realized I remembered one. Have you ever lost a verbal exchange with a heckler?
Yes, I did a week ago.
Really?
Yes. It just happened to me.
Really?
I got shut the fuck down.
What was it?
I mean, I don't know if I just, it was just the greatest answer I've ever heard. I was at the cellar at the new Pussycat. I'm behind the plexiglass, you know, and I look out and there's a table of two young blondes, young 20s, a young brunette, and this young guy. And as soon as I, you know, drunk, 20, 22, you know, drunk. And as soon as I get up, I understand physically, they just go, ugh.
They hate you.
There was some Cuban black dude, young guy with freckles on before me.
Black with freckles is like, yeah, I mean, that's too hot.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Touching on every, you know, thing about white people and... How we're fun, and they were, I mean, just loving it. I mean, just murdering. Cute. No.
You ever see a comic on stage and you're like, they're doing good or great, either way, but you're just like in your head and you're not wrong. You go, I have no chance here.
Well, I was like, whatever, I'm cool. I'll just go up and do my thing. And I went up and they disengaged these two broads immediately. The one blonde, I mean, it was like she hated me. Like I was her dad that haven't seen, I mean, she had just disdain. And she started talking and she was whispering. And that's the one thing, because women don't think talking is heckling.
Doing it, right.
And I was, you know, I'm you know, whatever. So, and at one point I looked down and I said, hey, shut the fuck up. And she went, you shut the fuck up. and I went.
Oh, good point.
I just went, I don't know what the fuck to say to that. That was the last thing I thought this bitch was going to say. Fuck
that's
you.
So funny.
You're an asshole. And nobody came to my help. So, yeah.
That's hilarious. No one came to my help. Like a wrestle, like Rich Voss coming in. Like,
usually there's a bouncer or a waiter or a waitress will come over.
They were like, I can't, man.
She said, you shut the fuck up. And even the crowd was like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
To me. I went, look it, touche. I got nothing back. And I just ended my set kind of weird.
I guess I will.
Yeah, she got up. Her and her friend went to the bathroom during my set.
Wow.
And they stayed in there. As soon as I went, good night, they came out. I was like, you win. You fucking win, you bitch.
That's so great. I'm remembering now early on at the cellar, when I was, this is my first moment that I was comfortable enough. Because like at first you're like, let me do my material. I think I'm trying to impress the wait staff and Esty. And then I get off. I'm done. I'm like, all right, that's it for me. And then some guy right to the left, right next to that flower thing, you know, he goes, yeah, get off, loser. Something like that.
Wow.
But it was like right when I was leaving. And I was like, no, motherfucker, fuck you. And I just got in his face and I was like spitting, talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a fucking coward pussy. Right before I leave, you're going to say some shit? Fuck you. And I was just so fucking livid. And the only reason is because I saw fucking Shaq in the back of the bouncer. So I'm like, Shaq, if this gets out of hand, I'll be covered.
You know,
there's no way more brave than Ari with a fucking giant black man behind him.
I had a guy with a sword one night.
What?
Yeah, Puerto Rican guy came in with a limp and I was killing. And I went, look at this guy. And he went, fuck you, motherfucker. I'll fucking kill you right the fuck now. and the whole place just went silent because it was so violent. So much energy came out of this little guy. And he had some weird hat on, like he was fucking Carlito's Way.
What?
And he had a vest and a cane. And he went to the bathroom, and I was like, whoa. And I was like, I waited him go, and I was like, Jesus Christ. I went right back into my act. He came out, and he's looking at me, and he's pulled his fucking sword out of his cane. And I just heard, I'm in the middle of a joke going, eh, you know, I'm pretty energetic. And I hear the lady to my right go, he has a sword. And I just went, and then the dude, the bouncer,
oh my God,
fucking grabbed him. I just saw him just get dragged out. Had a fucking sword. Was about
what?
Was about to touche me.
Also, anyone who has, it's not like, hey, this, I didn't know until after I bought my cane, but it's also got a sword. And it's like, no, it's the type of guy who wants to have a cane sword.
Yeah, that's like,
is like not the guy you want to fuck with.
Chinese stars.
Just on him.
Nunchucks.
In case they try to get away. Yeah. Yeah. Like, dude. Yeah.
Fucking Chinese stars. You remember Chinese stars? It's like, first of all, they would never kill anybody. They're just sticking somebody.
It's right in your brain, though.
You have to throw them in the head, I guess.
Yeah, if you get here, you're like, ow, fuck.
Dude, even if you threw them in somebody's head, they wouldn't die.
We had him in school, like in sixth grade. This kid, Eitan, fucking caught one of the eye.
Didn't die.
Wasn't even blinded. He just had to have surgery.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shit weapon.
It is a shit weapon.
Yeah, Chinese stars, shit weapon.
They figured it out. Eventually, stop with the Chinese finger traps. It's not holding anybody.
No.
Stop with the fucking Chinese stars, not doing anything. Concentrate on fucking biological warfare.
Or kung fu. Straight kung fu.
I lost a verbal exchange with a heckler when I was trying to host Nasty Show. And I would just go straight into material. I forgot how to host. You were there. And I would just like go straight into jokes right away. And I was like, what am I doing?
It was one of the greatest things. I was in the back. I believe it was with Mike Calta. Speaking of fucking Calta and Kelly. Yeah, I think I was in the back with him and his agent. And you went up and you were doing that thing. What is that? Ugh. You were doing that. Yeah, that thing, the Ari hold. Well, you're basically a mic stand and a comedian. And I remember you fucking just, that was a bad one. That was a good one.
And I could see him. And then every time you really want to get the heck of somebody goes, hey, what? If the comic's like, what? Just don't talk back. Yeah. Just don't respond. Mm-hmm. And they go, no, I didn't hear you. Because you hear something, but you can't quite get the words. Mm-hmm. And so then you're like, fuck. And then it would come again. You're like, what? What? And then like,
oh.
It was so bad, and you and Jimmy Carr were there, and it was just like embarrassing. And then Jimmy went after me, and he's like, just ripped him to like defend me, but also it just was like, pretty much without saying, he's like, all right, I'll show you how to do it.
Did
you just start in this business? But I was like, I'm hosting. I don't know what the. It was fucking.
I have another bad one too.
Yeah,
and I'll never forget it, and it's why I iron before I go to my shows. My thing
was the new shirt lines.
I would just my thing was being a comic, you just show up.
Yeah.
And
that
I was
is
in
nice.
San Francisco Cobbs.
Okay.
Not sold out. Guy in the front row, good looking guy with his girl. I think the girl was the fan, brought him. New couple. And he was just a cunt the whole time. I was good looking guy though. Yeah. Good looking.
So you hated him already for that.
Sharp dressed, you know. And we went at it a couple times. And then I said, dude, shut the fuck up. He goes, why don't you iron your shirts? You're a mess. And I looked down, I'm just wrinkled. My overshirt was wrinkled, my t-shirt, my jeans. And I was like, fucking, whatever.
Like, whatever, but dude, it stung.
I
a well-dressed man showing you're a mess. Like off stage it would hurt.
Dude, I've never not ironed my shirt.
You're like, that'll never happen again.
Dude, I was last week on a gig, on the road, Saturday night, I was going to go out and I ironed my shirt.
Because that guy still got in your head.
Yeah, I literally remember looking down. I remember exactly what it looks like.
Wow.
Yeah, got me.
Wow.
Yep.
That reminds me, I saw Louis on stage at the Cellar once.
Yeah.
Wearing his dumb black fucking nothing shirt.
His black t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, just talking about what a pig he is. Like, just like eating too much. And then he was like, it's just like whatever. And he's like, what is it? Fucking... Do I have crumbs on me? Fucking crumbs on my shirt. And then he kept going, but it was such like a real moment that I'm like, just calling himself a pig while he's seeing that he is a pig. And so it's like not even tongue in cheek. It's like, ugh. we can wrap this up soon. But
let's go. Let's wrap it up. Let's go say hi to Maxie. Let's Maxie can't wait to see
it. Yeah, I heard, saw him see Bandit. He's like, it's over here.
I know, he loves it. Fucking mind blowing how much my son loves you.
My father figured to him loves that he never Colin, met.
Loves you. Could do without Joe.
Who's Joe?
Joe List.
List, yeah, he's neither here nor there with Joe. Doesn't even hate him, just like.
Oh, yep.
That was from Chris. Thank you very much, Chris. So, guys, if you go to my Patreon now, patreon.com/RHShafir. By the way, subscribe here if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening, press subscribe. Tell your friends about this podcast. But every once in a while, I'll do these where it's like I don't have to come up with a theme. So I do this pretty much every week on Patreon. Either arrest stories, I call it arresting content. Hot button topics. I was calling it Fingering the Pulse, but then this guy Jordan Klepper had that same title, so I had to make a new title. I don't know what it's called yet. But some hot button topic things. Arrested content. Dear Ari for like sex love advice or stories. Yeah. Stories of bad fuckings and shit.
Sex, the lick of the stink wrinkle.
What is that?
Licking the stink wrinkle.
What is that?
The stink wrinkle? What you fucking
eating ass.
Your asshole, yeah.
Yeah, licking the stink wrinkle. Oh, okay. That well, I already have Dear Ari for that one. I need a fucking hot button topics.
Hot button?
Yeah, like so my finger on the pulse was a good one, so I did the play on words. I need something like with like, you know, when something's in the news and then you just like.
Yeah. I have one, but I don't want to give it to you.
That's fair. Or general mailbag. So write those in, and then I do them, you know, pretty much every week on Patreon, and then once in a month or so, I'll do them here too.
How good are these cigars?
These are quite good. And the having the back-to-back really accentuates what shit I was smoking.
Garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, you were smoking.
I was gotten used to it.
Yeah, you can get used to shit.
A joy now.
I mean, even the way it smokes is just smooth, and the ash is nice.
Yeah.
It's just, and your tongue doesn't have any aftertaste.
Yeah.
Right? That, your tongue was fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, feel that. Oh, the draw is perfect. Not too much, not too little. Whoever sent these.
It's hard, it's right. Yeah, whoever sent them did a favor. Did he put them in those bags, or did you put them in those bags?
He put them in those bags.
Okay, so that's a clue. If you think it might be you, it was in a Arturo Fuente bag.
It's got to be Florida.
Why?
Because that's where Arturo Fuente is.
Obvio.
Before
we go, I want to say this thing. I almost forgot. I want to do it. Do you know Paul Mooney?
You should do it, yep.
What did you think of him?
Every new segment, you should go.
That was crazy, playing a 1,000-year-old fucking Jaguar whistle. They didn't play that tune.
Nope. That'd be funny if I just summoned shit. You know,
it's just like ghosts are coming up.
The cicadas are coming.
I gotta go see them.
The cicadas.
Cicada tacos.
No.
Can I get one?
No. Cicadas are coming.
Yeah. What's better than cicada tacos?
No.
Wait, what then?
Dude, every 17 years, the cicadas come from the ground.
I grew up in
grounds.
Maryland, dude. That's,
you know,
the centerpiece. Yeah. I've done it two times already. High school, then for early college.
They're
early,
coming up now. They're now, 17 years.
I gotta
is
go
now.
Get, yeah, cicada tacos. Let's go get some.
What the fuck are you saying?
Cicada.
The bug?
Tacos. What? It's the shortest sentence.
I'm gonna.
Let's go get some cicada tacos.
I wish we were near a fucking volcano. I'd push you in lava. Dude, what do you mean? You eat fucking cicada bugs?
People are making them now.
That's disgusting.
It's better than the other shit I showed you I was eating.
That's the fucking grossest
shit. Cicada tacos you can handle. If it was a step down from that, you're like, you know, compared to this beetle lava, bro, cicada tacos are a wonder. Let's talk about Mooney for a second.
Yeah, George?
Not George Mooney. Paul Mooney.
Oh.
Did you know him at all? Did you ever see him on stage?
Okay, I met George. I met him twice.
Mm-hmm.
One time at the Carolines, mm-hmm. of course. And then the other time I'm walking through an airport. I believe it was Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And he was walking this way, I was walking that way, and I was walking, and I look up, and he saw me, recognize him.
Oh, homie.
Like, and he went like this. And he just smiled at me like, fuck him, whatever. And he walked by me, and I didn't say shit to him.
Really? Mm-hmm. My memories of him, to get a conversation going with him, and you could, you had to start with a compliment. You had to be like, hey man, I saw you a bit about that, it was great. And then he'd be like, oh, don't tell me to start, these motherfuckers don't know, whatever. Here's two good stories about him. One, he gets off stage. I didn't know who the fuck he was. Black comics really knew who he was.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Eddie Griffin and Mark Curry in the back. I forget who was there. I was working the booth. They were right in front of me. And what, I think Eddie Griffin was standing there. And Mark Curry comes up. He's like, hey, Eddie, what you doing? He goes, just watching the master. And they both kind of just turn and watch him for like 25 minutes.
Wow.
And I was like, damn. And I was like, I knew we had this like power on stage, but I never knew like... that he meant something to Black Hawk. I didn't know anything about him.
Right.
It was weird.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
And I didn't either until Patrice.
Chappelle put him on a show.
Patrice and it was like, told me about him.
He was nuts, dude. And, and the weird thing was people were like, why does he only talk about being black and not about being gay? And I remember that going like, we're not allowed to ask that question.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe the black community kind of predispositions against it. I don't know.
So weird because he, you know, him and Rich banged dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of those guys.
Don't say that shit. I'm like, but they did, so who cares?
A lot of those guys in that, those rock and roll, Sam.
They'd be like, let's do it. Let's do everything.
They just fucked dude. They just, yeah, they banged dude. And like, nobody, like now nobody cares, but I guess back then it was like, it was bad.
It was still tough, but it was tough to remember.
Yeah.
The story I heard too was he was like, Mooney was out, like, showing off all the Emmys or something. He goes, I wrote for that. I got him that Emmy. I got Richard Pryor that Emmy. I got Richard Pryor. And then Richard comes out of his room and just goes, did you tell him how I fucked you in the ass right below that fireplace? Or something like that. I was like, what is this world? I was a good kid when I started comedy. But here was the best. We would get complaint letters. So I was an employee.
Could you imagine fucking Joe List?
Oh, my God.
In your house, in your apartment.
He'd be a decent fuck.
Joe?
He'd take it.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be talking the whole time. Is it all right? Is it bad back there? I mean, I hate myself. I'm gay. Am I gay?
Right.
I'm not
that
gay.
That does not make a good sexual partner.
Yeah, no. You want, who'd be a good one? Who'd be a good one to bang?
Be a good fuck. Stavros would be fun and happy.
Stavros would be fun. Yeah,
Stavros would be a good
he'd
fuck.
He'd actually probably get sexy with it.
Yeah.
He'd probably like close
he'd
his eyes.
Start dressing up, yeah.
Yeah. He'd cook you something gently. After, too, some
exactly.
Pasticcio.
I want you to come back. You know, let's not make this a one and done.
Yeah, Stavros would be good. He'd definitely be good.
So we get complaint letters about certain comics, and half of them were Mooney, because he would go on late. Yeah. He would anger people.
Yeah,
that was a nice thing about him. He was one of those guys who did 2 hours, but he wouldn't come on before midnight. So he didn't really bump more than like a couple late night guys.
Yeah,
other guys
great.
Would come on at like 9:30. Like, dude, you're fucking over the whole lineup.
Yeah, that's such a dick move.
He would go right at the end and goes, I'm going to go till after closing, but I'm not going to bump anybody.
But you know, so certain comics do that too for the power.
It's crazy.
I mean, they do it because they can do it.
Yeah.
They have no, they don't care about, they do it because they can do it. And it's not about getting on. It's about, here's where I'm at in the business.
There was once Caparulo was doing really good. Yeah. John Caparulo?
Yeah.
He started to become like a name. And I guess Mencia heard that he's getting big. And he called, like, what time is Caparulo on?
Yeah.
10:45. He's like, I'll be there 10:35.
Jeez.
I'll make sure. I go on right before him. It was like, so you're not just trying to get on. You're trying to do something to somebody. It was so nuts. Anyway, so when we got these complaint letters, we call Mitzi, like, what are we supposed to do with these? And she goes, and the general rule is, you call the person if they left a phone number and say, I'm so sorry for that happening to you. That comedian is now banned for 1 week. Hold it. Banned for 1 week. Here's 2 free tickets. You can come back whenever you want. And then we're instructed to call the comedian and say, hey, you're totally fine. Nothing's happening to you. Would you like me to read this fun letter to you?
Really?
Yeah. And we just laugh about it. Wow. Not banned. And then tell a person like, yeah, good, you got him in trouble. And then they
that's
continue
great.
As if
I
nothing
love
happened.
That.
Yeah. And then
great.
Mooney was like, oh, read that, homie. Let me hear what they had to say. And the only time I could talk to him was reading his complaint letters. And be like, oh, I remember that bitch. Oh, I remember that dumb bitch. Yeah, because I was messing with Aretha Franklin. And he said, yeah. It was so great. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I talked to him. I just never had the balls. And I feel bad about that. I mean, I take the rejection. You know, I did that with, what's his name, too? But I wound up finally talking to him.
Seinfeld?
No, what's his name?
Not you. One of my favorite stories.
The guy who passed away.
Patrice O'Neill.
No, not that one. I talked to him.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, he's a comic.
Oh, the blind one.
Nope, not him. He got
William
raped.
Stevenson.
He got raped.
Oh, the guy opened for Metzger, went with Metzger on the road?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why am I, dude, I'm getting old. I fucking.
Yeah, he was never, I just heard about him late in his life.
Nah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
you didn't rape him?
No, but I felt that way about, I wish I talked to him. I had opportunities to say hi to him and I never did. I had an opportunity to say hi to Richard Pryor, I didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah, I saw him in front of the Laugh Factory one night getting in a car. A Comedy Store, and he was in a wheelchair. And I could have said, and I just sat there and went, that's Richard Pryor. Fucking idiot I am.
But what are you going to say?
Richard Pryor. Hey. I mean, let's have that memory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I saw Mooney late in life. He went up at he would come to the comedy show all the time, but he went up at the main room late, and it's like it was already gone. And then he had moments of his old self.
When was this?
This was 7 to 10 years ago.
I thought he was still popping 7 to 10 years ago.
He was mentally like gone.
What happened to him?
Probably Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or just the years of drug use.
Is that from drugs?
Had to be associated with. Also, his kids look like grandparents.
Right, he's old.
You know, so
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
he's seen some shit. He's lost a lot of friends. He's had a tough life. But like, it was just like he would have these moments and then he would just keep talking. And then it's like eventually like, Paul, come on, man. Like his handler's like, we got to go. He's like, oh, it's time to be done now. And it was just like, fuck, you don't want to see those old people get old, man. I heard the same thing with that Pryor. Yeah. People were crying watching him.
Oh, when I saw him in the limo, he was bad. Thin, he was just looking out. Yeah, it was bad.
Here's the best thing about Mooney.
Yeah.
So this is what I did. This is what Mitzi had people working the door in the cover booth so we could learn from like paid regulars.
Doodles.
Hey. Dudes, it's okay, buddy.
Doodles. Stop.
This is the last thing and then we'll go.
Yeah.
So we'd sit there and you'd see these comics either make mistakes over and over again or like do something interesting technically that you're like, oh, interesting. He pretended like he was forgetting and then he didn't. He did this last night too, you know? You start to learn. Hey, buddy. Mooney. Nobody knew who he was. He'd come on stage at 11:45, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And these people would be getting ready to leave. They'd leave after every comic. They'd always wait to see who the next comic was in case it was a star. And then as soon as you get introduced, it was always like, can you just leave? When the last guy says good night, that's the time to leave. Don't wait till you see me and then go. But anyway, so people would be getting up and to leave. And then it'd be Mooney and he'd come on and he would just take the stage and take a stool, put his fucking, this kind of thing of champagne, this single bottle service, put it down. And then he would just like sit there like this on the stool. And I remember this white lady, 30-year-old. So he's getting up and then she's like, just as soon as he starts talking, she just kind of sits back down and like, and just like, he just had this power.
Yeah.
You know, from the jump. And his bits were whatever, but he had a power to like pull you in right away.
His voice was so deep. You know who does a great impression was Ari Spears. Ari Spears,
yeah.
Great impression.
He should do impressions in general.
Who?
Ari Spears.
He does.
If he sounds like that was good, he could do more.
Patreon.com/AriShaffir.
That power was like something I was like, I would always try to watch his first 2 minutes and be like, how did he get them to be like, you paying attention to me now?
It's because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's because he's sitting down and the silence. I'm afraid of the silence.
Yeah.
But there is a thing when they say Robert Kelly and I walk out, there is a moment where I'm looking at everybody and I try to absorb, like I'm here and I try to see them. And there's something that happens in that moment where they're like, when I do that, the crowd will pop a little more.
Because you're waiting for it?
Because you're not waiting for it. You just kind of like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, running to the mic. Hey, guys, how are you? It's like,
I know what I'm going to do for the next hour. Let me take the mic out. Let me do what I got to do. And then you go, what's up? And there's that moment of, okay, let's sit down. Let's do it. But he had something. He had that.
He just had
that stage
like
presence.
17 generations, 70 decades of fucking comedy where it was like, he just knew. He didn't care, but he wanted to do well.
There's something about a bald black man, too, that's compelling. Spencer. Remember Spencer for Hire?
Yeah.
Hawk. Spencer.
He also, I'm just remembering this right now.
Yeah.
I asked him once, he did this thing where he's like, and who's that? He would be real conversational.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, who's that lady that did whatever? And he mentioned some celebrity, but he wouldn't mention them. He was like, let's say he was talking about Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be her, but that's the type of thing. He's like, who's that lady? What's her name? They just lost that show. She just had to say goodbye to her daytime show. What's her name? And someone's like, Ellen. He's like, Ellen. Yeah. Don't get me started on Ellen. And then she started talking. And I was like, why do you do that? You know who? It was Aretha Franklin. And I'm like, what's the purpose of that, of pretending you don't know?
Because they're getting involved.
He goes, one, you get them involved.
Yeah.
And two, you're better than them now. I can't be bothered to learn their
name. That's hilarious.
Yeah. You have to remind me of their name. So I'm here and they're down here now.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy, but that's great. I mean, you're both going to be doing that. And the people who listen to this can be like, they're going to know what we're doing.
Maybe. I'm
going to do that all the time now.
Also, for a while, we had to like be in charge of like telling people I like, can't go over the light. And if they went over the light more than 2 minutes, I think we gave them leeway.
Yeah.
They were like, you can't go up for a week. We got to get these shows back on time.
No shit.
It was like 2 minutes. 1 minute, we get it. And if there's like a heckler where you have to go on, the door guy was like, write that down so we know.
At the store.
At the store. If people were doing 25 on 15s.
Really?
You get there at like 11 for your 11 to 10 spot, and you're like, you're going on at 12:30. You're like, it was just getting bad. Everybody would do 20.
It's great. That's good, though.
Yeah. Call me a Nazi. He's like, oh, here's that Nazi.
You.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, that's a bit offensive. But he was like, ah, what are you gonna, you can't fuck with him, it's Paul Mooney.
It's sad because that generation of comics done. I mean, it's almost
comedy, comic for comedy.
Who's around? Who else is like that?
Yeah.
Nobody. There's nobody left.
Huh. Yeah, maybe not.
No.
Damn.
Nobody from that generation.
That era, no.
He was that era that is like that. They're all.
He was at the store when the store opened.
It's crazy.
He remembers opening week of the store.
Wow.
Like.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No. Did you put a photo up of you with him?
I did not. I would never do that. That's why I make fun of those people.
But what did you say about him?
I didn't say anything, actually. I don't, he wasn't famous enough to like bother with.
Paul Mooney?
Yeah. Unfortunately, not famous enough.
You're just scared of the blacks.
Hmm?
You're scared of the blacks.
Not true. I've made fun of famous black people before.
Yeah, but not. Not like Paul Mooney famous.
What's his name? Told me right. Then old black. Keith Robinson was like, "Don't you make fun of Black Panther?" And I was like, "Who?" Because I didn't know yet. And him and Vaughn were like, "Don't make fun of Black Panther." And I was like, "Who?" He's like, "He died." He's like, "Wait, what?" He's like, yeah, Black Panther. I'm like, and then I was like, I really didn't know what he's talking about. So I was like, wait, the Black Panthers were from the 60s. Somebody just died now? And he's like, no, motherfucker.
The movie's
done. And I was like, ew, does anyone even care? That was a hilarious one. People are like, he was in one role that I ever saw that I really liked him in.
He was
like,
one movie.
What about Jackie? I heard that was a movie. Fucking, he wasn't even the best part of Black Panther.
No, it was
like
the other
third
guy.
Best actor. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. It was the best.
That guy died. I'm like, no! The other dude phoning it in professionally?
They're bringing him back.
Who?
Michael B. Jordan.
Good. He should have been cast as Black Panther.
They should have killed him and made him the Black Panther.
Hey, how about cast somebody without colon cancer, you fucking no foresight motherfucker, Hollywood? Oh, maybe he'll be around. No, he's got inoperable colon cancer. Better booking. Guys, patreon.com/AriShaffir. You can hear stuff like this every week. It's almost always only audio, but... I have fun. I got a great setup, so I'm doing them in green rooms now.
Good. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
The side of my head is smoking hot.
Oh, it's so fucking hot. All right. Bobby, thank you very much, guys. Make sure to check out You Know What Dude and check out Robert Kelly Live for all his tour dates.
Yeah, patreon.com/RobertKelly if you want to go over there.
I've been on his Patreon, too. Live from the Shed. It's a great show from the Shed right there. You guys can't see.
It's right over there.
Good?
That was great.
Great. See you guys in Hartford.
Things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money.